The Norwalk, and welcome you to the last half hour of this Valentine's Day Storm Mercury Retrograde edition of Animal World. And we are here every Sunday morning, usually 9 a.m. to noon, right here at Alternative Talk, AM 1150, today only until 10:30. I'm glad you're joining us now. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Online, and you'll be all set to stream the show. And woohoo, fresh off the love train. And what an experience that was at home and on Zoom with Nathan and Linda. Hey, you guys, Nathan Miller's here in the studio holding down the fort. And oh my goodness, he's much better at the disco lights and the lasers and stuff on Zoom. And then we've got Linda Rasmussen here, our bioenergetic synchronization and energy codes practitioner. So Nathan got really creative. And on our Zoom screen, you put on some really cool lasers.
Yeah, I found like a concert stage lighting type background I could put onto Zoom. So I just loaded it in and boom, we had a disco ball 2.0.
Yeah, it was really, really special. But you know what? I just, because you got up and left the screen, so all we saw was the laser and all of that. But when you walked in, it was the greatest image when you were standing up in front of those lasers you were playing on the screen. And if you'd have just danced a little bit, that would have been the hottest thing I think I've ever seen.
Well, I'm not a chair dancer, so I had to get up and kind of move off to the side in the open spot.
Yeah, but it would have been, see, you standing up, see, But so far, I've never seen him dance because he says, oh, I'm the lighting guy. But anyway, it was great fun. And I had so much fun on the Love Train. And so Linda and I had a great time. I hope you all had a great time, too. All righty. So we are getting ready to get bounced out of here by the University of Washington women's basketball team at 10:30. So we want to get right back to business. Linda Rasmussen from verticalenergyworldwide.com is here. If you would like to contact her off the air for a free session with her or to find out more about what she does, check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com or give her a call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. If you need to contact me, 206. Nope, that's the wrong number. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. If you want to sign up Animal World Advertising or if you need my help with your animal friends, that is the way to connect. All righty then, Linda. So what more have you got in store for us?
Well, I've got another one of these exercises, practices from Dr. Sue Mortar and the Energy Codes. Mm. This one is called Energy Codes Expanded Awareness Process.
Uh-huh.
And this is a part of how we can learn to tap into our intuitive abilities and increase our overall awareness. One of the things that can happen to us is get very tunneled in on, the computer, on really limited stuff. And then we start to feel like our mind's not even working very well and our creative thinking might be suppressed. And so this is a way to kind of let things that are getting in the way get released and at the same time expand awareness. So, and Nathan, let's begin some music again. Thank you. And what? Again, this is really a good one to do sitting down, or you could lay down. We're going to begin by finding something that we can look at that's either at eye level or slightly above, easy to look at. It might be right in front of us, but it needs to be something that you're going to be able to keep your gaze on just softly. We're not staring. And it should be a little bit away from you, like, you know, maybe 5-6 feet is a good distance. Nothing too immediate. So we want your vision to be out there. Just effortlessly allow your attention onto that spot. Notice only that spot or that thing without straining. You're going to keep your focus on this throughout this exercise. And as you look gently at whatever you've chosen to see, start to become aware of your loving heart, which is like a blazing bonfire of love. It will transform anything you put into it and burn it to a pure ash. So as you're looking gently at your object, become aware of any negative thoughts, fears, or beliefs or emotions that might be present right now. One by one, see yourself dropping these negative emotions, experiences, doubts, perceived obstacles into the crackling fire of your heart, one at a time. And as they drop in, they make a little noise of crackling or sparking. Put them in one by one into that bonfire of your loving heart. Let them go. Pour anything that does not serve you in your best, most confident state into this bonfire. Let it burn into a fine ash. Anything that stands between you and your ease and power, drop it into your heart. Let it burn up. Empty your mind of everything that does not serve you. Let these drop into the fire now and be transformed. Still keeping your focus on that object, take a deep breath. Keeping your eyes gently on that spot, notice a shift in how you feel. Take another deep breath in and out and allow yourself to relax into your body even more with awareness on your loving heart. Allow your eyes to stay on the spot in front of you and now to start taking everything in your peripheral vision. Take in the full panorama of your visual awareness. Become awake to everything all at once. And as you continue to take in everything, innocently notice the quietness, the stillness in the room around you. Now notice the same stillness inside of you. It is everywhere, within you, surrounding you. It has always been there. Without trying to change anything or create a shift, relax and allow your attention to go into that silence and take a deep breath and be there with the stillness. Notice the aliveness in the silence within you and all around you. Be aware of boundaries falling away and how expanded you feel. Notice a smile spreading across your face and feel that you feel relaxation or ease. Live from here. And now gently take your eyes off of that object. Maybe close them for a moment. Be aware of your physical body. And come back into your present moment. And that completes that exercise.
Whoa. That was also very powerful. And I'm, of course, exactly where you brought us to. And I'm as I'm going there, it was actually kind of funny as you were having us expand the energy out. I got colder because it spans right out and it's still snowing out there. And I was like, oh, man, it's cold out there.
Yeah. So,
still snowing here. And I think it's still snowing at your place, Linda, right?
Yep.
And still snowing down there, Nathan?
Got a little bit of a pause, but it is kind of little bit foggy out in the distance, so I think that's more flakes coming around.
Yep. So we can all stay in right now and stay peaceful with this energy. But I also, it occurred to me that coming to that very wonderful still place and all that, it's like not the best energy to come back and do radio.
Yeah, that is kind of a problem. The main thing for people to realize about an exercise like this is that we get stuck in our heads, and our heads don't do emotion well. They get all blocked up because it's the body we want to use for our emotions. And we could use this exercise of dropping things that are in our way or troubling us into our heart as a way to clear the head and become more calm. And then we are more clear in our thoughts. And so that's really what this helps us with, in addition to expanding our awareness of what we might be able to harness in terms of stillness.
Now, and very similar to a yogi practice, I mean, one of the things that we learned, in my practices at Ananda, and one of the things Swamiji used to recommend is that at night before you go to sleep, you know, you imagine that big bonfire, and then, you know, all the negative thinking and all the yucky stuff, anything, you know, you need to release, that you throw it all into the bonfire, you know, before you then go to sleep that night. And so a very similar process.
Yes.
We do need to learn how to let go, because we hold on to a lot of stuff, don't we, Linda?
Yeah, we do. And in these times when we're maybe not moving around as much, you know, we're inside because it snowed, we're inside because of COVID, and people get more and more into just a head experience. And that is really a very separated and usually anxiety producing way to live. And so I like to teach this to people so that they can quickly release things right away in just a few minutes. And that's really what it's about, is letting our heads be used for what it's for, and letting us use our body and the energy of our heart for what they're for, which is to help us transform all these other things into something of no consequence.
Absolutely wonderful. All right, in perfect timing, we are going to take care of our advertisers for the last time in the show today, because we're bouncing out of here at 10:30, and then we will continue and get Linda's closing thoughts and whatever she wants to leave us with, and then we'll let the basketballers take over. So stay right where you are, everyone. More with Linda Rasmussen as we finish up here, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Are you looking for a non-medical alternative for your dog or cat's current situation? I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've helped pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To see a short video of my work with pets, go to healingministryforanimals.com. That's healingministryforanimals.com. For even more great videos of my work, search Nels Rasmussen on YouTube.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com. to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi there, it's me, Kevin McDonald from Positive Talk, and I have a great podcast recommendation for you. It's called My Independence Report, and it features great episodes from the past, as well as new interviews and positive thoughts and ideas relevant today. I hope that you'll take the time to give it a shot. Just go to myindependencereport.com or wherever you get your podcasts. That's myindependencereport.com. And remember, be kind to one another, because each other's all we've got.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here today. It's about to come to a close. Of course, you can stay tuned for Husky Women's Basketball at 10:30. We heard from, again, Nels Rasmussen. Check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. Natasha Venter, she'll be in the studio with me next week. And check her out at angelicclarifications.com. She's got great classes to schedule customarily for you, and she does wonderful readings, and you can reach her at angelicclarifications.com, or you can give her a call at, 360-770-7486, 360-770-7486, and holy mackerel, you know, with the power outages and all this stuff going on, we forgot about something really, really important that's happened this week, Linda, and I can't believe we almost spaced it. But her dad.
We didn't.
Yeah. So before we conclude with Linda, get her final thoughts and all of that sort of stuff, we cannot let this go by, because we had a very special birthday from one of our Animal World members today, and the big birthday celebration was for Nathan's dog, Abby. So Nathan, tell us.
Right.
Is that just the cutest? Have you just ever never heard happy birthday done so well as by the Jingle Cats? You can tell I love them. So, Nathan, you have a border collie named Abby that is the dog part of your family. And how old was Abby? On Friday was her birthday?
Yes, it was. And she just turned 2 years old on Friday. And the reason she got her name Abby is because February 12th, that's Abraham Lincoln's birthday. So we decided to name her after sort of Abraham Lincoln and go Abby.
Abby. Well, how fun. So, boy, does she live up to her namesake?
Well, she is a little bit mischievous when she's off the leash, so I can't say she's very honest, but
so she's a young Abe Lincoln at this point. She's got to grow into herself, I'd say.
Right.
Well, happy birthday, Abby, and many, many more. How fun. All righty. So my guest today has been Linda Rasmussen from verticalenergyworldwide.com. And if you would love to take advantage of a free introductory session with her, she's giving it away to anybody. Just give her a call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Also on the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, you will find a link to her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. You can click on that there or give her a call or text. So, Linda, we've just got, you know, a few minutes here before we close. So what would you like to leave us with?
Well, I'd like to leave people with a couple of principles. One is we get to choose our emotions. And sometimes that can feel difficult. And that's what my practice helps people to do, is release the things that have been getting in the way, and then guide them and help them learn these tools so that they can live a life that they're choosing, that's filled with love and filled with the actions and the achievements that they want for themselves. And the healing energy of the vibrational frequency of love is one of the most important ones. So if there's anything people take away from this, remember to pull the images and feelings about those that we love and those who love us into ourselves whenever we think of it, and we will be much better.
That's so wonderful. And if they're, you know, when you're talking about, okay, we choose, mm-hmm. you know, how we feel, and that, when you're, you know, giving that instruction, if there's someone out there listening and saying, I can't do that. You know, I can't go there. Seems to me that that'd be a very appropriate person to contact you to take advantage of the free introductory session and maybe do a little emotional homework with you, that basically you just have to connect with Linda and let her do the work. You just have to follow all the instructions. It really is a great way to process through negative emotional energy and get to the space that Linda's talking about if you don't feel you can get there using the little techniques that she's given us. But remember, you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on the audio archives, and you can listen to this hour and a half over and over again, or share it with friends if you want to do those little guided images. Sessions yourselves. But I guess we should let everybody know it's still snowing up in my neck of the woods, small flakes. Is it still snowing down? You're in Seattle, Linda?
Yeah, and right now it's looking a little, I lied. It's coming down heavy again. I thought it was over, and then I think maybe it's so fine that sometimes the wind blows a huge bunch past my window. So.
That could be. And Nathan, what's it doing in the Bellevue area?
The little tiny flakes are back, and the visibility is decreasing, so I'm expecting bigger flakes to come our way shortly.
All right. So, Nathan, as our weather guy, the snow continues for a little while this afternoon, but then eventually today it's turned into rain?
It'll become a sleet mix. So still mostly snow going into the evening, but tomorrow is when the rain starts to come back.
So stay home today. And do remember that we aren't out of the woods yet with the virus thing, even though the vaccines are coming around. And no, I'm not for lack of trying, but I just missed an appointment. I'm sure I'm going to be able to get vaccinated soon. Just a matter of time. But wear your masks. I'm double masking, and that's the recommendation now. So wear a tight-fitting, high filtration mask first, and then cover with a cloth mask or surgical mask. Double masks are best. Watch your distance, wash your hands, don't gather, and be safe, because we just have to do this for long enough until we don't. And we'll know when we get there. So, Linda, thank you so much for spending your Sunday morning with us. Nathan, thank you so much for a great job. And gosh, I could get spoiled doing this. I mean, well, it was only an hour and a half, so I stayed focused. I wonder about getting distracted, but that's actually worked so well. So everybody, I want everybody to take care. Stay tuned because University of Washington Husky women's basketball coming up. And remember, that's with Gary Hill, you know, so you can kind of still do Animal World because it's still our Gary. So stay tuned and listen to Husky women's basketball. Linda, you have a wonderful day. Everyone take care. And as always, I leave. Oh, and next week, me and Natasha. So be prepared to call in. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week. Happy Valentine's Day.